We are now joined as he's making his way down to Brunswick tonight, head coach of the Tri-County baseball team, as they will play at Brunswick against the, I think it's a combined team, yeah, Brunswick-Keatsville combined team will be the opponent tonight for the Mustangs of Tri-County. They went to a very tough La Plata Bulldog team on Friday night. Score might not indicate it, but they did some good things. We'll find out about here from Coach Lyle, 26-3, the final score there. 1 week from tonight, you got two teams that are going to looking for a win against one another. You got Grundy R5 over in Jamesport take on Tri-County on the 12th of September. Coach Lyle, how are you doing tonight?
No, I'm doing great.
La Plata we knew would be tough. Green City, a lot of those schools out northeast Missouri, they just had baseball around for long, so their guys a little bit different level. Brunswick tonight, maybe a team that I'm certainly not familiar with. I'm not sure how much you are. What's your expectations of the matchup tonight?
We're going into it pretty blind, but I'm feeling pretty good. I don't know a whole lot about them. My assistant coach, Mike Tipton, he knows a little bit more. He thinks that we're going to be competitive, so that's kind of where I'm relying on him, is to let us know of what to expect. But I think it should be a competitive game, and then with Galt coming up, it should be another competitive game for us.
Have you circled Grundy as a game that you kind of think both teams are going to be looking at? That one is, we're in the same boat as the other team. That's one where we really want to get a win.
Yeah, absolutely. I know their coach Ethan Bunnell pretty well. We were at Trenton in high school together, and so I've talked to him off and on, and I know kind of what they're going through, and he knows exactly what we're going through. And we've played some common opponents, and they've fared slightly better against them. But it's one of those games where you're going to go in, and probably whoever has the better pitching that night is probably going to walk away with the win.
What's the biggest challenge, especially at the Class 1 level? What's the biggest challenge in growing the program?
Pitching, that's the biggest thing that I can come up with, is the smaller schools that don't have a lot of numbers, they really struggle with the pitch counts that Misha has enforced, and things like that, and just getting kids to understand that baseball is a tough sport to just pick up right away and be successful at. So that's the biggest thing, is probably pitching, and then just the knowledge of the game.
Coach was on his way about 20 minutes ago down to, he's calling us from Chillicothe. So on his way down to Chillicothe, he was in a real bad spot cell phone wise. So he had to cut off the interview and try it again, which obviously he's sounding good now. I did kind of hear you through the bad cell signal, Coach, say that despite the game on Friday, 26-3, nobody wants to have that sort of score. But you were kind of telling me that the guys did a lot of good things.
No, absolutely. They've got a kid, Trevor Pipes, who's an absolute amazing baseball player, and I think he may have some arm issues going on. But he started and he walked the bases loaded, and then we had a little hit that they had an error on, and we scored one, and then they got a nice double play to get out of the inning. But we had the bases loaded, and we were up 1-0. Then we had a decent first inning. We gave up a few runs on errors and whatnot, and then the second inning, which has been our Achilles heel this so far this year, is getting out of the second inning with our starting pitcher intact, and so that's we had chances to score more runs, and they had chances to score more runs as well. So they were very respectful as far as not running it up on us and letting us work on game situation things. So
It's also fair to say too that it might not show up in the scorebook this year as far as final scores, but you're going to see a ton of improvement from that first day of practice until the end of the season. Where are you really starting to see your guys really improve with the sport, Coach?
No, just overall the entire knowledge of the game and cleaning up little things, correctable errors, things like that. Just the overall knowledge is probably one of the biggest things, and we're making really good strides in that department. As far as my first day, whenever we had camp in late July, and then our first practice was the end of July, so we've made a lot of improvement in a pretty short period of time.
Is baseball something that, I know I've been to these small schools before, I know Newtown comes to mind, where I went up there for a basketball game when they're having their really good run back in 2008-09, and they had softball pitchers after the game in the gym, and this is the middle of January, and then they're working on their craft. Is baseball something that, we know it gets cold and it gets snowy in the winter, is it something that you can work on during basketball season?
Yeah, absolutely. We, Mr. Probasco, the superintendent, me and him were talking just last week about a winter program that we can do, and it's one of those things, baseball, where we can pick up a glove and play catch for 15-20 minutes every other day or so, a couple days a week, and get a lot better at just the little things. So that way we don't spend as much time during the first couple weeks of practice going over it in the spring.
We know that since it's only a second-year program, that the guys in general are going to be kind of inexperienced. But as far as what grade they are in school, are we talking a really youthful team, Coach? Do you have more 9th and 10th graders than upperclassmen?
I got a lot of 10th graders. I got one freshman. I got like 5 sophomores and then 2 juniors and then 4 seniors from the combined. We got one senior that comes down from North Davies. And then one of them's a sophomore. So we get 2 kids from up there that come down and play.
Gotcha. So you're co-oping with North Davies. Anybody else you're co-oping with for baseball?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Just North Davies.
North Davies and Tri-County. You mentioned the pitching, and that absolutely is when you're trying to start the program at the small school level. You know, Coach Lyle pretty much nailed it right on the head there. You got to find a pitcher who's consistent, and you got to find some depth in pitching. And so maybe it's not where it needs to be yet, but do you see some potential that the pitchers that you do have are really starting to get there quick, and you see that maybe next year, maybe a couple of years down the road, that they're going to be they have the chance to be where they need to be for you to bring this program up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where that's what we're really focusing on in this fall season. I kind of look at it as a major league spring training. I kind of look at it as just a fall training deal, so we can try and get some of these little things taken care of the fall, so that that way when we start out in the spring, we can just get up and go, and hopefully we'll see vast improvement in every area of baseball whenever we start up in the spring.
To me, that's what makes the matchup with Coach Bunnell's team at Grundy so interesting next week, because the conversations that I'd have with you and him about your team are very, very similar. You know, young, trying to build pitching, trying to build consistency, and just need to get that confidence of a win. Somebody's going to get that next Thursday.
Yeah, that's what's going to be nice. This is, I don't know what they did as far as last year, but we're still looking for the first win in program history. And I've talked to my boys at length about how it may not mean, or it may not be as big of a deal since we're in it right now, but when you come back in 5 or 10 years and you were the first person or the first team to ever go out and get a win, that's going to mean something, because I could still be coaching there. We could have a decent program in 5 or 10 years, and that's going to be pretty neat to say that you're the first one to ever get a win in a Tri-County uniform.
Absolutely, the building blocks. And I did correct myself. I said Thursday. It's next Tuesday, so it's a week from tonight, that Grundy at Tri-County game.
Yeah, correct.
It is at Brunswick tonight, right, Coach?
That is correct.
Do you know, for those that are traveling that way, is their field next to the high school, or where is exactly it located?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure myself.
I've been there before. You kind of get into town and you try to figure it out on the run.
Yeah, absolutely.
What time is the game tonight?
5:30 start.
5:30. Outstanding. Coach, thanks for taking some time on your way down to join us this afternoon, and good luck tonight at Brunswick.
Hey, thank you, sir.